Te praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. You are welcome. To visit my website or blog, Jesus is Lord. I am the church in splendor.com for all my posts. Not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. I desire, that every believer would take any or all parts of the contents of my books and my posts. Let the Holy Spirit turn them into their own personal testimony. And they record them and publish them on the internet under the website titled, I, their first and all last name, am the church in splendor.com as a sweet offering to the Lord our God. You are welcome to access my post. While I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. And while I was small in my eyes, God, love, exalted me. For more details, I pray that no one will allow Satan to fill their heart to lie to the Holy Spirit in using my books, my posts, in any one way, for they would not be lying to me, but to God. I equate the use of my books of testimony to the time in Acts 4:32-37, and I pray that they don't have to encounter Acts 5:1-11, for we who are being led by the Spirit of God are the sons and daughters of God, of love, all rights reserved to the Holy Ghost and to Rose Mcado, whom he has inspired. Freely I have received, freely I give, and freely it is to be spread throughout the whole earth to awaken my family and household of faith, edify the body of Christ, and help somebody out of darkness into the marvelous light of God in Christ Jesus, my Lord. For my spiritual leaders have planted in the presence and participation of my sons, Andrew and Brian and Alexander, I have watered, but God brings the harvest. Any song used on this website from any of the anointed worship leaders of the church is solely to help us praise and worship the Lord our God. We have no right to any of the songs. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Abba, Father, you said that when the cry of praise cover the earth, heaven will shake and my son will come. Thus, by the blood of Christ, the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God, and the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ, we've gathered here today at the table of grace, and we believe we receive, confessing, professing, decreeing, and declaring, speaking the work, the word, the glory of the Lord into the days of evil, into this present darkness that we can see and enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living for your good pleasure. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father love, I, a member of the body of Christ, believe I receive all authority in heaven and on earth that has been given to me in Christ. I know and understand that all things are possible to me who believe. In Christ, I hold the keys of death, hell, and the grave. I have the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever I declare locked on earth is locked in heaven. And whatever I declare unlocked on earth is unlocked in the heavenlies. Every demon in hell trembles. At the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Mashiach, the word of God, and submits. The Lord saw you, the Satan, falling like a lightning from heaven. Behold, the Lord God of hosts has given me Thus I take the right to command. I take authority to tread. I exercise absolute mastery over serpents and scorpions, which are the rulers, the authorities, and the powers of this dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms, and over all your power, your ability, what you can suggest, and what you can influence, the Satan, the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Even the spirits are subject to me because of the name of the Lord God of hosts. Even the demons believe that God is one, and they tremble in terror. I defeat the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I do not love my life so much that I am afraid to die. Jesus has broken the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and freed me from the fear of death. I have been brought from death to life, for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has already destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Behold, the blood of the Lamb provides the defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, and eternal inheritance for us, his ecclesia. Thus, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the spirits of sleepiness, tiredness, stealing, killing, destruction, and any other demonic activity that would come against us in our devotional time or at any other time. They are defeated in our lives. Lord, in the dimension of the spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross, and I crush the head of every demonic spirit that moves people against us. Excuse me, and in the name of Jesus, I clothe Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stanford, and I, each of our spirits, soul, body, mind, life, in our homes, and everyone in them, and our streets, and our walls, and everyone in our walls, within our palaces, with the precious blood of Christ. For such a time as this, our eyes are undimmed, and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Wherever the light touches today, that we, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries will be delivered. Anyone who would come against us, the Lord God of hosts is with us always. Who can ever come against the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the cross, the blood of Christ? What can withstand the strength of the right hand of God? Who can ever stand before the name of the Lord of the angel armies, whose we are and whom we serve, who never leaves us nor forsakes us? And thus, thanks be to God, thanks be to love, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and manifest through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ to love among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, we are an aroma that brings death to the other, an aroma that brings life. Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ, we speak before love with sincerity as those sent from love. Therefore, we fear neither man nor beast, for Jesus, Yeshua, has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, so, and with the church say amen, so it be. Lord. Hallelujah. Father, love, I thank you for each one of our spiritual fathers and mothers and leaders. I thank you that whenever they open their mouths, words be given them so that they boldly make known the mystery of the gospel for which they are ambassadors in chains. I thank you that they do proclaim it fearlessly as they should in the name of Jesus Christ. For as it is in heaven, so also be it on the earth. Father, love, we the church continue to pray and decree the battle plan of the highest heavens be loosed, be released, be unleashed on the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts, just have your way. Lord, my love, so that the whole earth know that Jesus, Yeshua, the Word of God, is love, is Lord, excuse me. To the glory of love, the Father. Amen. Scrambling the enemy's radar. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for releasing your warrior angels and your heavenly host. I proclaim and decree that they have taken us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, money, harvest, and possessions, and lands, and countries, and offices, governments, and administrations, of the enemy's radar individually and or as a whole, day and night, night and day, and scramble the enemy's frequencies or airways. Your kingdom must come now, and your will must be done right now, as it is in heaven, also on the earth. Amen. And we rebuke the gallows of heresy in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts. Amen. The world be filled with God's sound, with love's glory. The curse is the ability to fail. So by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be all the demonic activities in our weather system. Cursed be all the demonic strongholds and strongmen. Cursed be the God of death and the Molech, Baal worshippers. Cursed be every demonic activity before, on, and after Halloween, the terrorist attack, cursed be the terrorist attack, every terrorist attack, cursed be all the powers of the enemy, his ability to steal, kill, and destroy, cursed be the curse, eternal punishment, disease, and poverty, cursed be the implementation of the United Nations program and agenda 2021 to 2030 New World Order and any other program or agenda of the sort, all their plans, implementation by the blood of the Lamb. Cursed be the implementation of the New World Order organization and system, the One World Government Order, the WHO, the UN, all the entities whose agenda is destroying humanity. They be destroyed by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be conflicts, wars between nations. They shall not prevail. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the day of jihad, racism, anti-Semitism, discrimination, riots, chaos, gang violence, terrorism, tyranny, breach, exile, outcry, pride, arrogance, prejudice, and anything alike, they shall not prevail. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the wickedness in the seven mountains of influence. All three parts of the government, the media, the arts and entertainment, businesses, education, religion, and family, their administrations. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be socialism, the sown seeds of division within the confines and structure of governments, and horrific bondage and unholy towers of Atrosoto Korohiashi, Manarato Korohiashi, Sromatanashi, Saramatanashi, in all the seven mountains of influence. They be cursed, be pulled down, be brought down by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli, and any bad bacteria or contaminates in the food and drink, medicines, and the products that we the people use. Any outbreak of sickness, disease and illness and mask mandates and the status quo and all the filth of this time, of this day, all their powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy have been crippled, cannot progress in such a time as this by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. So it be, Lord, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the seed of the serpent. It shall not prevail. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be all of them, vaccines, serpent venom, bioengineered products, and genetic modifications, quantum dots, chips, implants, in any part, implants in any part of our body, of people's bodies, all the works of people's bodies, all the works of the wicked, they shall not prevail. Amen. So be it, Lord. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the hidden deeds of darkness, by the enemy's ability to seize any portal, the spirit of fraud, and all the components of its doings, every work, every technology, every weapon fashioned against us in God's plan. I washed every one of their works, technology, and weapons in the blood of the Lamb. Be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the death grip of idolatry, darkness, and lawlessness, the gates of hell, all be broken, the doctrine of demons be destroyed by the blood of the Lamb. Cursed be the rise of respiratory illness, including COVID-19 and its variants, flu and RSV, they shall not prevail. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the Satan, the devil, and his minions. The plans of the enemy, his strategies, his wiles, all their powers and their ability to steal, kill, and destroy are paralyzed, incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated in our lives, lands, and territories. Cursed be them all by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. So it be, Lord. Jesus is Lord over the whole earth and everything in it. The Lord is in me, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth. I release the burden removing, yoke destroying power of the precious blood of Christ against the 300 plus new amendments adopted to international health laws by 194 nations in Geneva, Switzerland. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be their ability to steal, kill, and destroy. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be their vote to, when the next pandemic hits, to give the WHO total control over the decisions making over every nation, and thus removing the country's sovereignty. They shall not prevail. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the next pandemic they are predicting. It shall not come to pass. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the beast of the East, all its powers and its ability to steal, kill, and destroy. The beast of the East shall not rise. I release the burden removing, yoke destroying power of the precious blood of Christ against any attack, including the violence Hamas attack against Israel and Jerusalem. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the demonic spirit and the stronghold and strong man behind any attack, including the violence Hamas attack against Israel and Jerusalem. By the blood of the cross, they shall not prevail. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, blessed are those who bless you, Israel and Jerusalem, and cursed are those who curse you. For the Lord promised to defend and protect Israel. In that day, the Egyptians will be like women they will tremble with fear beneath the uplifted hand of the Lord of hosts when he brandishes it against them. And his promises are yea and amen. Father, I stand in agreement with your prophecies of old. The battle belongs to the Lord. Thanking you for Israel and Jerusalem, that there be peace in their walls and prosperity within their palaces. Israel is forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. Amen. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the destructive spirit. All its powers and its ability to still kill and destroy the United States of America and her territories, Israel and Jerusalem, Haiti and Jamaica. I release the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of the precious blood of Christ in and over New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and every other state and place in the United States of America, and in her territories, in Israel and Jerusalem, in Haiti and Jamaica. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be every demonic attack and their power and ability to steal, kill, and destroy in these places that are canceled, broken, shall be prevented by the host of angels. Wherever the light touches today, that the United States of America and her territories, Israel and Jerusalem, Haiti and Jamaica, be delivered by the blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ. I release and I speak peace. Peace over the lands. Peace over the United States of America and her territories. Peace over Israel and Jerusalem, and peace over Haiti and Jamaica. As you remember your promises to me, Lord my God, pray for the United States of America, and I will take care of your parents' countries, Haiti and Jamaica. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, amen. So it be, Lord. And the Lord will not make a liar out of me. And the Lord will never forget my good works and the love I have shown him as I have helped his people and continue to help them. For God is faithful to his word and to me. His faithfulness is a protecting shield. And in his faithfulness, he will reward me, his beloved. And his faithfulness is to my children's children. Amen. So it be, Lord. And the Lord, he reigns forever. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be all the cabals, Illuminati, the Luciferians, all of them. I wash them all in the blood of the Lamb, have crippled them all in their wickedness, and they be no more. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good, his mercy endureth forever. By the Spirit of the living God, the Lord has gained glory for himself through all the wicked and their wickedness. The gates and power of hell did not and could not prevail against the judgment of the right hand of God upon the wicked and their wickedness. For a cup is in the hand of the Lord, full of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours from his cup, and all the wicked of the earth drink it down to the dregs. The expression on their faces testifies against them, and like Sodom, they flaunt their sin. They do not conceal it. Woe to them, for they have brought disaster upon themselves. The zeal of the Lord has done it. For your faithfulness to your word and to us, Father love, I thank thee in our blood covenant authority, in the name of the Lord of Sabaoth, the Lord of the heavenly angelic armies of God. For now, governments and government leaders all over the world are being tried in the court of Jehovah Yahweh as to what their end time rule concerning their action and the future of humanity would be. Now, I do not rejoice in anyone's downfall, but I rejoice when right and truth prevail. As it is written, so it be done to the wicked. Lord, for when sin is full, judgment must come. And this is the time where the iniquity of the wicked is full, filled up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For the evildoers will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. Yet a little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and delight in abundant prosperity. As at the Red Sea to deliver us, so be it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thus, by the blood of Christ, the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God, I command a mass exodus of all the cabals, Illuminati, the Luciferians, all the gangs, the drug dealers, and the wicked Hamas, and all terrorist cells, for today, for such a time as this. They be no more. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, amen. So it be, Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted, both horse and driver. He has hurled into the sea. Behold, a mass exodus in the natural as the spiritual flee. Behold, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the blood of the Lamb, I wash and bless this day. Today, calling on the resurrection fire of the Holy Ghost, glory, glory, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, Father love, we receive peace, goodwill toward us, on whom your favor rests. For hallelujah, it is finished, for Jesus is Lord. In God we trust, and we rest in the finished work of the cross of Christ. Each one of us, saying of the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, Lord, you are my God, in whom I confidently trust and rely on. God gives grace generously, as the scriptures say. God goes against the willful proud. God gives grace to the willing humble, who turn away from self-righteousness. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the curse. All its powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy our lives. Thus, by the precious blood of my Lord Jesus Christ, applied on our lentils, on our doorposts, and round about our lands and territories, there be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. I thank you, Father love, that with the Holy Spirit, our spirits are sealed for the day of redemption. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be you, the Satan, the devil, you, the spirit of the serpent, all your powers and your ability to steal, kill, and destroy. Stay out of our homes, of our lives, of our bodies, our souls, relationships, marriage, money, finances, ministries of our lands and territories. Keep your minions with you and keep out of our gardens of Eden. I raise the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ against you and everything you will do today. I continuously say of the Lord, our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God, in whom I confidently trust and rely on. I wash us, this cattle-bound family, households and ministries, our lands and territories, in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord, my love, that you have taken my spouse and I and our children to where you want us to be. Atoroso tokoro hiashe sereminoroso. Aratokoro hiashe sereminoroso. Atoroso tokoro hiasha. Anaratokoro hiashe sereminoroso. Abaratoro hiashe. Ekeraso tokoro hiashe seramantoneashe. And that I saw to Koro here, she said, Minoroso, Oro Sudo Yashi, Salamatayashi, Etoro Soto Koro Yashi, and that I took Koro here, she said, Minoroso, Oro Sudo Koro Yashi, Salamatayashi, not that I saw to Koro Yashi. Thank God for praying in tongues. We can say it in little time, all these things. Praise the Lord, individually and all as a whole. We, the Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, are enjoying diplomatic immunity in and from this world system, with no possibility of us being expelled from the earth. But in due season, we shall be caught up into glory. Amen. So it be, Lord. Father, love, I believe, I receive, and I thank you that by the Spirit of the living God, we each will be translated, transported, carried away, or be made invisible whenever the need be. For my God meets all our needs according to his riches in glory, by and through Christ Jesus our Lord. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, love, I thank you for a mighty harvest of souls into the kingdom of our Father throughout this day and even through the night. As the Lord of the harvest, send laborers into his harvest field. I pray that above all things they prosper and be in good health, even as their souls prosper, and that with me they can also declare, praise the Lord. I rejoice that my name is written in heaven, in the book of destinies, and in the Lamb's book of life, belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. Blessed are those by the blood of the Lamb. Blessed are those who bless me. Cursed are those who curse me, says the Lord God of hosts. My victory and honor come from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. For it is about the enemy shall not gainsay the work of the Lord. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ, as I fear neither man nor beast. You are worthy, Lord, my Lord Jesus Yeshua, the Lamb of God, to take the scroll and to break the seals that are on it. For you were slain, you were sacrificed, and with your blood you purchased me for God, and you have made me to be a kingdom and a royal race and a priest to our God, and I shall reign as a king over the earth. Thus I put on the Holy Spirit, I put on royalty. I am clothed in his glory, I'm arrayed in his splendor. Here I am, my commander in chief, the Lord Advocate General of the Church. I have come to do your will, my love. Thus by the blood of Christ, Babel, confusion in the kingdom of darkness. You have lost, we have won. Bell bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts. And behold, the glory is here. As a priest to serve our God and Father, I am forever in the presence of the Lord, my love, blessing and making intercession. The Lord bless Israel and Jerusalem, the United States of America and her territories, Haiti and Jamaica, all the nations of the world. And the Lord keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. Father, love, in so doing, I have put your name upon the people of these countries. Now, by the blood of Christ, confirm your name by blessing them. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts. Father, love, I thank you for removing from each one of us the church, even the feelings and the desires to go the way of the flesh. For it is you, love, who work in us to will and to act in order to fulfill your good purpose. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of us, the sons and daughters of love. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the righteousness of God in him. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Hallelujah. As a king, I declare the work, the word of the Lord in the land of the living. Where the word of a king is, there is a power. Who can say to him, what are you doing? I wash President Donald J. Trump's hands and feet in the blood of the Lamb. I thank you for the love that President Trump today will enter not into temptations or trials or testings. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in President Trump's way. Thank you for the love that President Trump is delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. By the blood of the Lamb, unreasonable and wicked men, today they be no more. The Lord is President Trump's security. The Lord is here. He will not allow President Trump feet to get caught in the trap. And it is the same for Prime Minister Netanyahu. All of us, the righteous, who are standing for righteousness and truth. Thank you, Father, love that you raise President Donald J. Trump up above all his enemies. So it be, Lord. And you, Lord God Almighty, you who are the God of the United States of America, must fix the 2020 coup fraud election, Lord God Most High, before we can move forward. You must not let them get away with 4 years of wickedness. There must be a reversal of the result of the November 3rd, 2020 election today, and a damnatio memoria, condemnation of memory. Expunge their names, their executive orders, their records from the record books as if they never existed. And the Lord always confirm his word with signs and wonders that follow. It does by the blood of the Lamb on Atorosotokolohiashe. The Lord Sabaoth did it. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, I thank you, Father, Lord, for Holy Ghost resurrection fire that comes down and consumes and curses anyone, curse, witchcraft, omen, divination, sorcery, any type of voodoo, witch hunt, spells, spirit cooking, sickness, attack, anything alike, any expedition, hex, anything of the occult done to or sent toward and or sent against President Donald J. Trump and or any one of us demanding our death and or to incapacitate us in any way, shape, or form, they hit the bloodline. And by the blood of Christ, that clothes us, and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. By the blood of the Lamb, any wicked thing that comes against us, including all their implementations, all their darkness, they stumble and fall because of the blood of Christ, the anointings that remove burdens and destroy yokes. Wherever the light touches today, that President Donald J. Trump and each one of us, the righteous, will be delivered. Thank you that our eyes are undimmed and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And we have the spirit of the Lord upon us, the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of strength, the spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord, and our delight be in the fear, reverence, honor, respect of the Lord. Peace be in the heavenlies. Blessed be the name of the Lord, both now and forever, from whom comes all peace. For he is worthy to be praised. His grace is abounding, and his mercy endures forever. Peace be in the heavenlies. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, we, the church, the ecclesia, have the power and the authority to change time, not the occult world. Therefore, bow your knee. In the name of Jesus Christ, the completion of a new world order and a new world government was not and will not be brought, and was not and will not be established before, on, between, after 2/22/2022 and 3/22/2022 and by 2030. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be that plan. All its powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy have been crippled. It can no longer prosper on this earth or at any other time till after the catching away of us, the church, to glory. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the occult world. All its powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy have been crippled. It can no longer prosper for such a time as this. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the seed of the serpent and serpent venom, and any hidden deed of darkness, chips, implants, for such a time as this. They shall not affect, infect, afflict people's bodies, lives, to prevent them from knowing God and remembering his love, his love for them, for God, for love, so loved the original world, the order that he created it to being, that he gave his only begotten Son, so to bring us, to bring you back to the into the position of sons and daughters, so his order can be completed again. The Lord has put all things under your feet. Then above all, prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the Word of God. Amen. So it be, Lord. I wash in the blood of the Lamb all the children, youth, and young adults around the world, and they shall not be affected, infected, afflicted by the seed of the serpent, by the serpent venom, chips, implants, by the hidden deeds of darkness. Thanking you, Father Love, for their protection, deliverance, the end of, and for their restoration and preservation and provisions. In the name of the Lord God of hosts, Jesus Christ, praise the Lord. Amen. So it be. It is finished. Jesus is Lord over his whole creation. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father Love, I thank you that the Lord, our God, owns this day and thereafter. So as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes, and I remain in him, and he remains in me, reliving in me his Passover mystery, putting out for my flesh the fire of all evils, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, that I love in the greater glory. For I am the church called to glory. For the healer lives in me, in every fiber of my body. He has restored me to good health and has healed all my wounds. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I thank you, Lord, my God, for renewing my strength, my youth, like the eagles. My eyes are undimmed and my vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of my countenance. I who eat this bread will live forever. For I have the fire, the life of the everlasting, the glory of God, the Holy Spirit, Christ living in me, quickening my mortal body for the day of redemption. And we partake of the broken body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sealing, resting in my longevity to 120 years old, time allotted by God to mankind, or unto the coming of the Lord to catch us, to catch me home to glory. Amen. Our days being as days of heaven on the earth, spending our days in prosperity and our years in happiness as we obey and serve the Lord our God. I thank you, Lord, my God, by the blood of the Lamb. You have removed all sickness from my midst by the blood of the cross, that you have pronounced our freedom in Christ. So it remains in Psalm 22 at the cross. My Lord Jesus, Yeshua, you have defeated the bulls of Bashan. This is the DNA of giants. You have defeated the rewrite for me. I stand on this, your victory, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, the rewrite has no effect on me. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. I have washed my hands and feet in the blood, precious blood of the Lamb. There is therefore now no condemnation for me who am in Christ Jesus, who do not walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Behold, I take power to tread the Lord God of hosts, making a path for me on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Thus by the blood of Christ, Father love, I believe I receive that if I drink any deadly thing, even the vaccine, serpents, the venom, bioengineered products, and genetic modifications, quantum data, these shall not harm me. I shall not be affected, infected, afflicted by the seed of the serpent, by serpent venom, by cheap implants, and by any hidden seed of darkness. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be them all. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. Amen. Thus it remains that the name of God is inscribed in my DNA, both now and forever, and I have the mind of Christ. And my spirit remains sealed with your promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of my inheritance toward redemption as your possession. Yahweh, to the praise of your glory, Spirit, soul, and body, I remain in Christ. My heart crying out, Abba, my Father, my Daddy. And we partake of the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sealing, resting in my destiny, with and in Christ. Amen. Knowing nothing shall ever be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Our Father in heaven, thank you for cleansing my blood and my loved one's blood with the precious blood of Christ. Therefore, the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom, your kingdom has come, and your will, your word has been done on earth as it is in heaven. The zeal of the Lord has done it. He has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.